even without understanding, if you repeat the songs, devotional songs, hymns written by Shuddha Bhakta, it will have actual spiritual devotional effect. God will be satisfied, whether you understand or not. This is very good. So we are all indebted to Nityalabhishta Param Pujvad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. He has introduced this. Whenever I heard any sermons of Param Pujyabad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he used to explain, he used to sing Bengali songs, and others are repeating. Sometimes he is explaining, sometimes he is not explaining. But all others, perhaps by seeing the book, they are also repeating. In tape record, I heard. In this way, he has introduced the unparalleled. In this world, they will have the impetus, they will have the desire to sing all these songs only by Lord's grace, Supreme Lord's grace, can be done. It is through Swami Maharaj. Everybody should be indebted to him. Huge work is done. Immediately will get effect. Because he is dearest of Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Tremendous effect, spiritual effect. When I remember, I might have some sort of doubt in me, perhaps. I was moving with Guru Maharaj in the party in Assam. From village to village, on foot, Guru Maharaj, sometimes on foot, sometimes on bullock cart. Those days are very good, very sweet. Still I remember. From village to village, we were moving. And we were staying in a thatched cottage of the villagers. They are good devotees. They have got very much desire to serve Vaishnavas. But that company gave inspiration. They may not be rich persons, but still I remember those days are very nice. And Guru Maharaj also remaining under a cottage, thatched cottage, of a devotee. He might be poor, but he had the desire to serve the Vaishnavas. And all the family members, they are all devotees. Guru Maharaj used to dictate and I had to write. My duty only is writing and nothing. All the other Vaishnavas, they are doing for the festival. They are cutting all the vegetables, etc., and cooking, etc. My duty only to write letters dictated by Guru Maharaj. At first, so many devotees, they are participating in the service of the Vaishnavas. I have got no such quality. I used to go there, please give me some service. I shall also cut vegetables, etc. ऑलरेडी सर्टन गुरु महाराज केम देयर हु हैज ऑर्डर्ड हिम टू डू दिस सर्विस ही विल कट हिज फिंगर आई हैव गॉट नो पर्सन टू राइट लेटर्स हु हैज बीन ही डिडंट लाइक दिस देन आई immediately left that place. I have got no capacity to serve. Sir Vaishnava. When he saw me in the cook or in the Indravadin, who has sent him here? Like this. But while he was dictating and I was writing letters, all of a sudden, he ordered me. I want to hear from you. Kallan Kalpataru, Bhakti Mrushab writing. I was astounded. What is this? You read Kallan Kalpataru. I want to hear that. When I am to obey the order of my Gurudev. I started reading Kallan Kalpataru. I put no devotion. I was reading about one third. After that my eyes were choked. I could not speak. It was difficult for me. Some sort of ecstatic feeling came and I was astounded, what is this? Guru Maharaj, stop. Guru Maharaj wanted that I might have some sort of doubt. Oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur played the pastimes of a household devotee. How he can be a great saint? Guru Maharaj ordered me to read, and by that I could know these words are not material words, transcendental words. By his own influence, Gurudev influence, practical experience I have got. They are not ordinary words, Shuddha Bhakta. From that, then Guru Maharaj taught me that these words are not ordinary words. You should get actual eternal, Kallan means welfare. It's actual eternal welfare. Go through these books. Or writing of Guru Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You will get eternal benefit. Not to do anything. You are doing here without understanding. But I think the significance you have understood. Ramdas Prabhu, you have understood word by word. What do you perform kirtan? But without understanding whatever you are doing, it is actual benefit. To repeat the words written by pure devotees, Narottam Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Why Swami Maharaj are doing this? There is some reason for this. Whenever he was delivering sermons, he used to sing one song of Narottam Thakur or Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So you have got the habit to do this. Who has introduced this in this world? It is very astounding. We should be grateful to him for this. He introduced this by the desire of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He has imparted power to him. Param Pujyavad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Otherwise he cannot do this. Always praying the Guru, grace of the Guru. How can I be successful? How can I be successful? For that reason. On another day, I was there in Calcutta. We have Calcutta Mart, where Guru Maharaj used to stay to meet the visitors. And Guru Maharaj's room is separate, adjacent to that. You have seen it. Now, Guru Maharaj was dictating. I have got no capacity only to write. But I had the opportunity to hear the answers of different questions. Whereas for this purpose, this new person has come. He has got many doubts in it. Then let him write. By writing, he will get the answers. I was writing. And at that time, another god brother came. And he printed one book in English. And he submitted that to Guru Maharaj. Kindly go through this, whether it is correct or not. Guru Maharaj went through there. And I was present there. Why you are so eager to print your own writing? Why you are so eager? It will be better if you can translate the writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That will be more effective. Indirectly, he also taught me, you should not be very anxious to print your own writing. You should translate what Bhaktivinoda Guru has written. And if you can preach that, that will be actual benefit. Myself was present there. Not only he was speaking to that disciple, but to us also. Why you are so eager to print your own writing? Then I thought Guru Maharaj, the desire that I should write, I should print whatever is written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Chandigarh, I started writing Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Jaiva Dharma. I wrote 2 pages, but so many visitors, there are so many programs at that time, in the morning, in the daytime, in the afternoon, night, 4 or 5 programs. For Nishkinchan Maharaj and other devotees, you have come for 6-7 days, for that you should go there, the preaching. It is very difficult for me to get spareable time to write, yet I have written some, 2 pages somewhere. And after that, I asked Krishna Gopal Karaka. I am not finding the time, and you have got good hold over English. You write this. He wrote immediately about 20-25 pages. And I went through that writing. But I thought, this writing is not at par with the writing of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Without his grace, we cannot write. By only knowledge of English, we cannot write. Then I requested him, you have taken much trouble, don't take more trouble. Praying the grace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur continuously, they please give us power to write power. Then the actual influence of the writing, actual devotional influence of the writing can be imparted to others. By English knowledge you cannot pray. You cannot translate. That came to my mind. And up till now, I could not fulfill the desire of Gurudev. So I must get some spareable time, not going hither and thither, to remain in Calcutta Mart or somewhere, only for writing and praying the grace. Is it not good? Here? Here you will take me to different places. Then how can I obey the orders of my Gurudev? I cannot write. First I shall have to pray the grace of Guru Vishnu and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. After praying, if he desires, then I can write. It is something different. Translation also is difficult. You understood me? Only knowledge of English, he cannot translate this. Yesterday I started one topic. What is that topic? 8 Sanatan. He was speaking to Sanatan Goswami. Ebe Sadhan Bhakti Lakkhan Suna Sanatan. Jahayate Pai Krishna Prem Bahadhan. Sadhan Bhakti Lakkhan, the characteristic of Sadhan Bhakti, you hear from me. Kiti Saddha Bhavati Saddha Bhavasa Sadhana Vida. Nitya Sivas Bhavasa Prakatran Hidi Saddhata. This verse is from the writing of Rupa Goswami. With Saddha Bhava, so Sadhana Vida. That which can be attained by Sadhana Bhakti is called Saddha. Saddha means the object. What is our object? And the method which is taken for getting the object is called sadhana. Object is bhava bhakti. Just prior stage of prema bhakti. Ebe sadhana bhakti lakkhan suna sanatan. Jahaite pai Krishna prema mahadhan. Kirti saddha hove saddha bhava. So sadhana vidha. By whatever we have got all these sense organs. These sense organs, we can use it for enjoyment of this world. And we can also engage the sense organs for the service of Sri Krishna. Those who want to get enjoyments of the world, they become enslaved jivas. They are getting immense suffering in this world. And the persons, rarely the some persons will be found, these sense organs we have got from Supreme Lord to serve Him. Everything can be against for His service. If we desire Kama Krishna Karma Arpane, Krodha Bhakta Dishijane, Lobha Sadhu Sanghe Harikatha, Moha Ishto Lavavane, Madha Krishna Gunagane, Nijakta Kodi Bojata. These are all vices. But it can be engaged for the service of Him. Kama Krishna, Kama is last. Desire, if there be desire for serving Krishna and serving Vaishnavas, then that will be the cause of our emancipation. We can be emancipated from our entanglement with the non-eternal things of this world. And not only emancipation, we can get love for Krishna. These sense organs you have got, the human beings, only to serve Krishna, not for enjoyment. For that. With these sense organs, we have got nothing. How we can serve? All these sense organs are. But that they diverted towards Krishna and Krishna Bhakta. Kama Krishna Karma, Krodha Bhakta. This anger will take you to Nirvana. The vidang narakasya idang dharam nashanatura. Kama kuhata lobho tasma itatranta jet. Krishna has said in Gita, these three are the cause of our downfall. We shall go to inferno hell. Kam, krodh and lobh. Kam means desire for enjoyment, lust. Krodh, when there will be desire for enjoyment, if desire, any desire you have got and there is some obstacle to it, then you will be victim of anger. There will be wrath will come. And you will be taken to Nirvana. Dhyayata Vishalpam sa sangha steshu bujayate. Sangha sanjayate kama, kamat krodha vijayate. Krodhat bhavati sambha, sambha smriti vibhrama. Smriti bhamsat buddhinasa, buddhinasat pranasrati. In Gita, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna has taught us, when we think about the objects of the sense organs, of this material sense organs, objects means enjoyment, for enjoyment, then what will be the consequence? You will have desire to get that. If you think about it. Think about the enjoyments of the sense organs. In the enjoying spirit, then you will have contact with the object. Object is not there. And object, you are thinking only. I shall relish Rasagolla. I shall relish Rasagolla. You are thinking. You have not got the Rasagolla. The heart, the tongue, then you have got the desire. Where from I can get Rasagolla? It's from Bengal. In this way you will try. And if there be any, you are trying, you are paying some money, and somebody has put obstacle, then you will be confused. By thinking about this, you have got contact. That is, actually you have not got have contact with the tongue, but you have contact with from the mind. And after that, you want to get it. And when there will be some sort of obstacle, hindrance, then the person who will make hindrance, you will be dissatisfied. Somehow, you can suppress your wrath, but sometimes it may burst. Sangasteshu upajayate. Sangh, contact with those objects of the enjoyment, of the sense organs, you will get by thinking. Even for sex consumption, you will have by thinking. After that, actually go to do this. It is even written in Gita. So your mind should always think about Krishna, not about worldly things. That is dangerous. Dhyayata Vishayana Prunga Sangasteshu Bhujayate. Sangat Sanjayate Kama. When you have Sangha, actual physical or super, actual Sangha of the matter, objects of the enjoyments, then you will have extreme desire. You cannot give up your enjoyment if you give some impetus to it. It will go on. Maharaj Jajati, he has the desire for sex enjoyment. For that, he asked his youngest son Puru, take this infirmity of me. By being cursed by Shukracharya, he got infirmity. And now he could not enjoy, but he has got desire to enjoy. He approached all his sons, but nobody refused, but only Puru accepted. And Puru took the infirmity and he enjoyed for 1,000 years. After that he had the knowledge, it was only increasing. When you pour ghee, you understand ghee? Clarified butter. You pour ghee in the fire will be increased. As much ghee you will give, so much there will be fire. If you give impetus to this enjoyment, and that will be increased, your desire for enjoyment will go on increasing. You will have no satisfaction. 1,000 years he had, after that he had said, no, this is not the way. This is not the way. But if you pour large amount of ghee, 100 buns on the fire, the fire will be extinguished. Isn't that right? The fire, if you give large amount of ghee at a time, drop it, then fire will be extinguished. If you have the desire for serving Krishna, who is the complete reality, infinite, then all other desires, all other desires, flames of the fire of desires will be extinguished. Come on all. The last is also compared with fire. On all means fire. The fire will be fire for desires will be extinguished. That is the only way. Kama Krishna Karma Arpane. You have got desire. You divert desire from worldly things for serving Krishna and his devotees. Then your desire for enjoyment will be stopped. You can conquer. That is the actual way how to conquer. Narottam Thakur has said, Kama Krishna Karma, Krodha Bhakta Deshi Jana. You can use even anger. Those who are hostile to Shuddha Bhakta, if you engage this anger, then that person will think, oh, this is not good, this is not good. Why he is so much angry with me? This is not good. Others also, oh, this person is saying so harsh words to him, expressing his anger, oh, this is not good. Like this. And he will have one, the person who is doing this on behalf of the Shuddha Bhakta, he will have attachment to Shuddha Bhakta. For Shuddha Bhakta's service, he is speaking. He is engaging in this growth, this anger, by taking the side of the Shuddha Bhakta. God will be satisfied. Oh. Not if the anger comes from my desire for enjoyment and anybody put an obstacle to it, then that anger is bad. But if you engage with those from the sadhus, all the actual sadhus, they are doing eternal benefits to all, and he is very hostile to him. If he devotes his anger to that person will be warned. You should not go in this way. This will be your ultimate result will be bad. You should not do this. Others also will learn. No. If you do anything against Shuddha Bhakta, everything will be destroyed. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed anger. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has come to rescue all the fallen souls. When one Brahmin in Sivas Pandit was in Sivas Pandit's house, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with other devotees, Nityanandapur, etc., doing Sankirtan, non-devotee should enter into it. Gopal Chapal, one Brahmin, I am a Brahmin, I have got the right to enter, kindly please allow me to enter. Then Sivas Pandit says, Guru, our Supreme Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prohibited me. Don't allow any non-devotee. Oh, you are a devotee. I am non-devotee. I shall show you what sort of devotee you are, what you are doing in the night. What he did? To insult Sivas Pandit by shutting the doors and they are doing Sankirtan. And he kept there all the articles of the worship of Goddess Kali. Goddess Kali. There is wine is there. There is meat is there, everything. Kept there. What he did? He is doing these things. And he is showing others that I am a Shuddha Bhakta. Insulting. In the morning when he opened, he saw all these things, unholy things, most unholy things, and so much bad smell. Then he said, what I am doing, you see, I am doing in the night all these things. Nobody believed, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became angry. He is omniscient. After 3-4 days, that Gopal Chakra had leprosy disease. All the fingers and everything are, there is so ulcer. Everything is very bad condition. He is losing everything, fingers, etc. Then he, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after doing Sankirtan, in the morning, he used to go to the Ganges. That Gopal Chakra made obeisance please rescue me. You are the most munificent form. I am an abominable creature. Please rescue me. I shall not rescue you. Crores of bars you will be eaten by the insects of the leprosy. He became angry. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no. He didn't even say, even advise him, go to Shiva's Pandit and pray to him to forgive you. Even he did not say it. You will be eaten by the people for crores of bars. So we should be very careful about behaving with the sadhus. Very careful. But when, after taking sannyas, he came to Navadvip Dham, means Koladvip. Koladvip is Aparadbhanjana path. Even offenders will be rescued. Koladvip. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Navadvip Dham, Koladvip. And that Brahmin went there and prayed to him. Kindly rescue me, tremendous suffering. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became compassionate. Oh, this is Koladvip. Yes, only way, you go to Shivas Pandit, made obeisance to him. On the core of the heart, you express that I have committed a great offense, please forgive me. From the heart, you go there, you will be ready. Then he showed it. Way. So strict. In only a few words, Shachi Mata was thinking against Advaita Charya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate that. When he was showing his majestic aspect, his divine form to all, at that time, all came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shachi Mata wanted to see this divine form, his majestic form as God. But no, I shall not show. So why? Chaitanya was born from Shachi Mata. Shachi Mata is non-different to Yashoda Devi. No. Because he spoke something against Advaita Charya. By his devotion I appeared here. And he has got compassion for all the jivas of this world, so that all the enslaved jivas can be emancipated. Such a person, she made remark. He is not Advaita, he is Dvaita, out of affection. Because his elder brother, one with Nityananda Prabhu, Vishwarup, was going to Advaita Charya's tomb, where the abode of Advaita Charya, where Advaita Charya was teaching or explaining the scriptures, and he had the knowledge, this world is non-eternal, every relation is non-eternal. We have got this human birth only for bhajan, and for that he decided to renounce and we take sannyas. Ultimately he took sannyas. For that, Yashoda Mata, there was some affection and he was weeping, but he tolerated that, somehow tolerated, she tolerated. Shachi Mata. But after that, when Nimai also was going there, Nimai told her mother, told his mother, "Mother, why are you thinking? I shall serve you. Why are you thinking? We are so blessed because one of our sons has become devotee. We shall be all rescued by devotion." am your actual servant. Then somehow she tolerated. But again, only son, the affection she did not see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Nimai as Supreme Lord. She was seeing sweet love, and that this Nimai is my son, and I am to look after this son. For that, when she saw the Nimai was also became indifferent, already married Vishnupriya out there, and she could not tolerate. This Advaitacharya is not Advaita, he is Dvaita. It's because of duplicity. She's speaking something, my sons are all going and I am now alone. Nobody has got love for me, nobody has got love for me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate this. Oh? What? Now I shall not show you this godly form. He said, there is some sort of pain. Then, Sati Mata has got no vanity. Actually, she has got pure devotion. Extreme pure devotion. Immediately she went to Advaitacharya, made obeisances. Please forgive me, I have committed offense. And Advaitacharya became fainted. Mother, we have got our Supreme Lord through you. How we can? And after that, she took dust from the feet of Lotus feet of Advaitacharya. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, come, now, I shall show you. So strict. Nityananda Prabhu also, who rescued Jagai Madhai and pleaded for Jagat Madhai to the Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But when Ramchandra committed offense to Haridas Thakur, sent Harlot to destroy his character, then Nityananda Prabhu was enraged. At that time Nityananda Prabhu did not appear. He appeared afterwards. And Nityananda Prabhu went there with all his associates there to teach him a lesson. And that Ramchandra, he said, this is not your place. Your place in the shed of the cow. Go there. So many persons. Then Nityananda Prabhu is laughing. Everything is within him. Whole world is within him. Sandari Shakti Madhigraha. Even Ramchandra Khan, or what he is speaking. Oh, yes, this is not my place. Not fit. This is fit for the Javan. They will come, they will kill all these things, they will nuisance. And by that, the whole area has been destroyed. Not only Ramchandra Khan. The whole people of that area destroyed. So we should be very careful for behaving with the sadhus. But Haridas Thakur was very much dejected to see this. But Supreme Lord will not tolerate. Do we know about Nrisimha Bhagavan? What he did? When all the Muni Rishis and demigods, they approach, this Hiranyakashipu is oppressing us like anything. We could not tolerate. We are going to do any kind of yoga, etc. Please rescue us. when Vishnu Bhagavan said, he performed immense penance. And by that he got the boon from Brahma. The conditional immortality. Power. I shall tolerate all his oppression. But when you will go to do anything to my devotee, there I shall kill you. Go through Bhagavata. I shall tolerate his oppression to demigods, to Muni Rishis, but I shall not tolerate if he goes to do anything against my devotee. Then, by the company of Prahlad, all the boys of demigods, they became devotees. And Sandavarka, their Gurudev, when went there to teach, they found they have got steadfast belief in Shuddha Bhakti, devout devotee. And if they remain with them, and he will be also converted. Oh, wow. There was so much. The Sandavarka was frightened. Oh. He went immediately to Hiranyakashipu. Great danger. What is the great danger? All the demigods, all the boys of demigods, they have got staunch, one-pointed devotion to Vishnu. They did not hear my instruction. And if I be there, I shall be all be converted. Such. But I am to inform, Hiranyakashipu was furious, He himself has polluted, and has polluted all the boys. I shall kill him. Let us, Bhagavan, come. He jumped from the throne with the sword and came to Prahlad. Do not care me, you do not fear me. All the emperors of the heaven and all the demigods, they are afraid. You being a small boy, you are flouting my order. I shall kill you. Let your Bhagavan come to rescue you. Where is your Bhagavan? Bhagavan is everywhere. Everywhere? Yes. In this pillar? Yes, in this pillar. Is it so? First I shall kill your Bhagavan, then I shall kill you. Gave a great blow. And that pillar, big pillar, broke. And Nrisimha Bhagavan appeared. Man lion. Nrisimha Bhagavan, Narsingha. Out a great roaring sound, so much angry, there. He could not see Srinivasa Bhagavan as Bhagavan. Oh, what kind of beast? Half man, half lion. Oh, whatever it may, I shall kill. And with the mess, Nrisimha Bhagavan played the pastimes of fighting with him. And after that killed him. By killing, sitting on the throne of Hiranyakashipu, he will not be killed outside the house. He will not be killed inside. He appeared in the threshold of the house, not outside, inside, to fulfill the commitments of Brahma. He will be killed in the sky. He will not be killed on the earth. But he took on his lap. not by any weapons, not any other living beings of the world, by the nails, of the sharp nails of the lion. Then bifurcated his stomach, took out all the intestine and made the garland. So much blood is coming and all are afraid. Then all the demigods, they are very much afraid. This is not time for the total dissolution. It is not the time for your being angry. Why you are angry? God should not be angry. Why you are angry? They can kindly please be kind to this Prahlad, a small boy. This is not the time for dissolution. Why you are so angry? They are submitting their prayers. Brahma, Mahadev, and all Indra, and all others, even Vishnu Parshad, they are submitting. Yeah. When they are submitting their prayer, and Nisanga Bhagavan was there, by hearing that prayer, Rav! Became more angry. What is this? Mahadev came. Please, because you should not have so much anger. This is not the time for dissolution. Oh! Like that. You are not hearing that. All are with good Vedic mantra. They are praying. But yet, he was showing his anger. Why? Why? Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad, is innocent, completely innocent. He has got love for all living beings. And you wanted to kill him, and you are not going to pacify Prahlad, and you are coming to say prayers, I do not hear this, I do not hear this, prayed, Then Lakshmi Devi, you go. No. When a husband is very much angry, then wife cannot go there. Oh, so much anger, I cannot. It's very difficult. Then Brahma, said to Prahlad, for you, Nishigadeva is so much furious. You go. Prahlad did not say Nishigadeva as furious. He saw Nishigadeva. By remembering Nishinga, we can be rescued from all sins, all kinds of miseries in this world. He is very sweet. In his prayer, you will find. No time to say about this. Who says you are horrible? Horrible is this world. By your remembrance we can be rescued from this horrible world. You are not horrible. And Prahlad went there, made obeisances. By seeing Prahlad, all anger, everything became cool like ice. No prayer is necessary. By seeing Prahlad, by seeing only Prahlad, so much affection came. Put his hand, palm of the hand over the head, and all anger vanished. So, if you do anything to Bhakta, the Nishinga will appear. Then you should be careful. It has become 9:30.